Patricia.
Did you see the video of Billy and Phineas singing together and Phineas's voice cracked?
No.
And
wait.
She started laughing during the live performance, and it was so funny because she like couldn't keep it in because it was like
such a good relationship.
I know.
If I was performing with my brother or sister, I'd be fucking up all the time. No way.
If Ollie's voice cracked or something, you'd be like, ah!
I'd bust out. Like, the whole thing would be done. I'd have to start the song all over again. There's no way.
In front of all of those people. Like, but it's the worst.
To me, that's
get,
not
like,
embarrassing.
I know, but I get like church giggles. Like if I'm in church, I'm just like, this is the first place where you have to like get caught laughing, and then you're laughing in front of just tons of people.
Yeah. Do you get like funeral giggles? I get it.
Funeral giggles.
Yes.
Because it's supposed to be sad, but like it just my brain would just play a trick on me, and you're just like,
it's a defense mechanism, right? Like you're like in a really uncomfortable situation, you don't know how to feel, so you just it's like nervous laughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a bad time though.
it's really just because you know you're supposed to be sad, but like you're seeing other people's face, and there's one face that just like it's just not what it's supposed to look like, and then it just.
If I ever die young, please don't let Zane speak at my funeral.
Don't say that.
That's what? Fucking
he
awful.
He would kill it.
I would
actually
kill
no.
It.
Zane would be nervous. He wouldn't even be in a state of mourning at your funeral. He'd be more nervous about speaking at your funeral.
Yeah, I'd be really nervous. I'd be like, Mariah, what should I say? And she's like, I don't fucking know. This is Heath's funeral. Like,
I remember when Heath went to Devry University.
Devry.
Oh my god!
No, I would actually have it all written down, and I actually have half of it written down already, just in case.
Yeah, Zane would bring a teleprompter, like wheel it in, like a projector. From
I'd be like production
lights.
Can we cut that? Can I start that over?
Yeah, oh, wait, yeah. It'll just be better for TikTok.
I'll just hire.
Oh my god! Zane trying to get TikTok clips at my funeral.
Oh yeah,
it's fun. We're laughing about it now, but when we were talking about you on the high episode, I was like. Change the subject. I'm done with this.
Oh, yeah, we were in our head.
Yeah.
All right, let's just jump right into it.
Yeah, what a strong start to the fucking great.
It's coffee time.
To life, baby.
Everything's recording, right?
Yeah.
We're going, right?
Guys, I would not, trust me, I would not forget to turn the cameras off because that would be really bad.
Dude, the confidence. I'll never get over that.
Trust me.
Trust me.
We had some close calls in the past where we actually did have to redo an entire episode.
I think it's been twice, right?
Twice. Which isn't too bad, I feel like. And that's when we first started.
For us? So that's really good.
Yes, for us.
Because we fuck up a lot.
We've come a long way.
Well, welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
Thank you.
Oh. Thanks, Zane.
I really appreciate
it. Are you going to introduce yourself?
I feel like I do it too much now. I have to let you guys do it.
Hey, guys. I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And I'm Zane.
And this is Cremota Coffee. If you didn't know, we have our own coffee company. You should make sure to check it out. We have bags with coffee grinds in it. And then we also have the K-Cups in 5 different flavors right now. You got cinnamon French toast, Tahitian vanilla. We have the house blend and now decaf and also sweet butter hazelnut.
Ooh.
Barking at him.
Sorry. That was a lot of...
That was a bark burp.
I had the big fat cookies in your kitchen with the coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ate too much. But you can get it at Cremota.com. Fully stocked still.
Make sure to check it out.
Also, we have an unfiltered highlights channel where you can see all the best moments, starting from the first episode to the latest episode. You can check it out. YouTube.com/unfilteredhighlights. We post like 3 times a day, so you'll see a ton of stuff on there. Funny stuff. And
make sure to subscribe.
Last episode was great with Miss Juicy.
Oh, I miss her. I know.
I know. I miss her.
That was great. She's so pure. She's just so... Yeah. She's a simple gal.
We're all moving to Atlanta.
Do you think her house is like...
No, she said she had it custom built for her.
Yeah,
like,
before she moved.
For her
We'd
needs.
Be taking pictures in there and people would be like, "Where are you?" Like, the perspective of things.
It's
would
like
just
Willy
be a
Wonka. Yeah, you know, when they like walk into the corner
it
and
it just
like...
gets smaller and smaller.
Oh, shit.
You know what I realized about the movie Willy Wonka? The scene with the
where he tumbles?
The Candyman. No, the Candyman can and he mixes it with chocolate.
Make the world taste good.
Not Willy Wonka.
The original one or the new one?
The original. With the Candyman, and he's talking to all the kids in the candy shop.
Oh, the door!
He opens up, you know, like the little the bar opening where, like, you know, you lift up the bar and you can walk through it. One of the little girls' like chin
rocked.
Was on it gets hit.
No way!
In the shot,
yes, she got hit, and then she just looked straight and she just kept going.
Yeah,
but she got rocked.
That clip's
props to her.
Yeah, in, right. Committed.
And then in Star Wars, one time, like the stormtroopers were walking through like a door that was opening, and one of them hits their heads, and that's included in the movie.
I love when that sounds fucked up. When actors or actresses get like injured or hurt or like something that like is happening during like a film.
Oh, kind of.
And they like play it off, and you're like, "Whoa, they're crazy actors!" But like, they literally like slice their hand open while doing something, yeah. And it's like, yeah, real blood, and that's like their genuine reaction.
It's like Django, like, you know, Django.
They're still in character.
What happened, yeah, to Django?
Well, in Django, I think that's what he's talking about, because you're literally saying, yeah, that scene. But Leo's character, he sliced his hand open, and it was actually real. He didn't mean to slice it open, like, because he like broke, mm-hmm, a glass, and he just kept going like throughout the whole scene.
Whoa.
With like a slice.
That's
hand,
also,
yeah,
like the Three Stooges. They do their own stunts, so they were actually getting injured like the whole time.
That's wild.
Pretty sick. Yeah.
And
pretty
even cool. Like Alfred Hitchcock in the movie Birds, like, would tie actual birds to the actors.
Yeah, you said, whoa, that the other day, and I was like, that's blows my mind. Yeah.
That movie with the birds chasing.
Yes.
Birds are attached to all the actors.
Oh, that would you've done it.
Literally. That, yeah, would not fly today. Literally not fly.
Oh, yeah. That's why they have stunt doubles.
Birds?
For birds?
Well,
they just...
Oh, there would be no way they would allow birds to be,
yeah,
tied,
being strapped down, yeah, to a person.
No way.
Did Willy Wonka's squirrels get trained?
Yes. One of them? I think they were. Yeah. Like, when all the squirrels in the new Willy Wonka go, yeah, up to that girl, they were all, like, trained to, like, attack her.
Oh, but it was I don't remember, but I would think it was CGI or something.
No, they were real squirrels.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to have two pet squirrels.
No way. Mm-hmm. How?
They were in our backyard, and my brother and my dad.
My grandparents had a couple too, if that's, yeah, the case.
No, no.
Well, then we have a few in our backyard.
Yeah, they were running around.
But your dad trained them. Like, they,
yeah,
would run.
No, they were the greatest things, yeah, in the world. So my brother was out like cutting the grass with my dad, and then all of a sudden he was like, perfect timing, actually, because if he would have fallen a little bit earlier, it would have been bad.
Yeah, yeah.
But my brother was like cutting the grass and got hit in the head by something. He was like, what the hell was that? And he looked up and then like looked around, and there was a baby squirrel that fell out of a tree and hit him. So he like picked him up and then was like looking up, and there was another one hanging on up above too. And there was like no like mama squirrel around. So he like took his t-shirt off and like waited there. And like caught it as the second one fell, and like caught him in a t-shirt.
What?
Yeah,
just like a fire department catching, yeah, someone, that's like, how a kid,
like a cat
out
in
of
a tree.
Tree.
Yeah. Does that happen
so
often?
So we took them both and started bottle feeding them, and then my dad had like this old bird cage because he used to like have birds. So we like put them in there, and yeah, they were just like the cutest little things, and then, like, they started getting bigger and bigger. And my dad, we would like have dinner, and he would like put him in the pocket of his shirt.
No
so
way.
He would, they would like be at the dinner table with us, and he would like just be sitting there, and my dad would like give him like little snacks and stuff. They were the coolest, and they would like run around the house.
Doesn't that sound like heaven?
How common is it for squirrels to be that, like...
I mean, if you get them as babies and they trust you and they don't have anybody else, yeah.
So the one that your dad caught was a baby.
They're both babies.
Squirrels are easy to gain trust. It takes a lot of patience, but they'll come to you.
Yeah. Were you my friend when I had the parrot?
You had a parrot?
Yeah. You weren't, like, ever at my house when I had, like, a parrot?
No, I would have remembered that.
It was a crazy story how I got the parrot, but the parrot just like landed on my stepdad's shoulder.
A parrot?
What?
A parrot or a parakeet?
It was a parakeet.
Oh,
maybe.
That's a
parrots talk. Parakeets are little.
Parrots
little,
are
like,
big.
Wait, hold on.
A parrot is like this big.
Okay, no, no, it wasn't a parrot. It was like
a cockatoo.
Maybe it's a cockatoo, but it was like
it, white?
It looked like a very male.
What,
like,
color was it?
It was a toucan.
That would
no,
be
that's
crazy.
What I swear to God, it looked like a fucking
Where
toucan.
Where the hell are toucans?
It didn't look
man.
Like a parakeet.
Why can't toucans know, right? be like as common as the American crow? You
like
know?
You have toucans in Florida, like in the rainforest.
What imagine the world with like just toucans everywhere, like pigeons are.
Like, parrots freak me out sometimes. Like the really beautiful red parrots. Like you ever see that
the
guy
macaws?
Who's like. You seen that guy who's like skating and has like two parrots just flying on
no,
his arms?
That's cool.
Like on leashes. It's insane.
They're intimidating.
Okay, so it looked like it looked like
I had one
like
of
that.
Those.
Oh my god!
But no, but it's crazy because it landed on his shoulder and it wouldn't leave for like the whole fucking day.
I think
it
was somebody's
leave.
House pet then, and it flew away.
Ah.
Isn't it crazy when you hear about stories where someone's pet like got lost and then they found it like two states away?
Yeah. Or, like, I've seen a couple TikToks where like their dog would get out and then they'd find it in like a couple houses down, like in that the people like stole it.
Oh, yeah.
And they like tried to get it back.
I love confrontation about like people.
It's
like, who
yeah. This is my dog. It's like, no, it's my dog
it's
now.
It's mine now. Yeah.
And it's like, mine.
They renamed
now.
It. Yeah.
Oof. But like you could clearly tell the dog wants to go back with its original owner. Yeah. It's like trying to like.
As soon as the dog sees the owner, it fucking runs back.
Judge Judy had an episode where like she's like, bring out the dog. Bring out the dog. And she was like, it's his dog. Case closed.
I just like, I pictured
it. It ran back to the guy.
I pictured like Air Bud where they put the dog in the middle and they're both just like,
yes.
And, like, come here. And like, they're both like trying to get it to like.
Yeah.
One time I was at my friend's house when I was like 5 or 4 years old. And a bird flew down their chimney and was like in their fireplace. Like we were just like playing around and I heard like a flutter happening and then like I got up close. I'm like,
turn that fireplace on.
No.
Get him back out.
There was a bird in it. It was like an injured bird that had fell down into their fireplace. Ooh. And they like took care of it. And we would like keep an eye on it like throughout an entire week, nursing it back to health. And then we decided to like go outside and let it go.
No.
And they let it fly. And it flew right into a car.
No! Like,
no!
Why does that always happen?
No!
Hit the
what
car.
Does it mean?
But it still lived. Then the bird lived, and then we nursed it for like a whole nother week. And then we went to the park, and then it went away.
That's like me going out. That's like me injuring myself, and I go out again with you guys.
Maybe it was weekend. A sign. Maybe he wasn't ready to be in the real world.
Yes, but I remember just all of us, we were like, you know, 5 years old, all happy,
free.
Like we're letting the bird go, and it just hits the car.
That reminds me of that documentary that I saw. It was like a little bird that was like going to go off a cliff, you know, first time flying, and it like jumps off the cliff. Falls just completely.
Didn't know how to fly.
Didn't know how to fly, and it falls all the way down. It was like a hard fall, like hundreds of feet down. Landed on the rocks, and then 15 seconds later, gets back up and starts walking away. But it was a little bird that fell like off a cliff to its death.
Oh man!
And survived it.
It reminds me, you know, when they like free the animal and then like a hawk will come down and just swoop it.
Yes.
Like, you know, I mean, people.
It happens.
Dude, that happened to me.
All the time.
Well, it happened. I was at a lake one time hanging out with some friends. We were chilling by the beach. I was on mushrooms. I don't want to put that part.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Then don't say it, Matt. I was with. Then
like,
don't say it.
Because he's the story's flowing so well. And he's just like, by the way, I was on mushrooms. But
no,
don't put that
I'm
in.
Sorry. It just, it reminded me. But like.
Guys, it's fine. Whatever. He does mushrooms
don't
sometimes.
We saying that?
You've always.
Sure.
You've said it multiple times.
I did it once. I won't mind saying it. Sure. I've done
mushrooms. I was on mushrooms.
It didn't work.
So
for me,
I was tripping out and I see this little bird out there on the water trying to stay afloat. And we're like, oh my gosh, there's a bird out there and it can't swim. And I was like immediately like into like survivor mode. I got a noodle, a water noodle. And I go all the way out there, and this bird is like freaking out. It's like trying to like peck at me, and I'm just like, easy little guy. And I got him right onto the noodle, and I swim all the way back to bring him to shore. And this bird was freaking out. Like, it just couldn't believe like how long it had been out there trying to survive. But like, it couldn't fly. It was just like soaked wet. We like gave it some food, and we kept our eye on it. And then eventually we were like, all right, let's go back to our campsite. I was like, all right, see you, little guy. And I'm walking back, the sun's setting. I like, look back at the bird. All of a sudden, I just see this vulture.
No!
Just like hovering in the air.
No, I would have ran back. Did you watch it happen?
I walked away.
Oh, no!
Matt, that's fucked up.
You couldn't carry it back to like, dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
You worked so hard.
You've worked so hard to save it.
Oh, I love a good animal rescue story.
I was on mushrooms. I was freaking out. I don't know. It was so far. You don't understand the distance, and I was barefoot. I went through a lot.
Barefoot on the beach.
Drugs killed the bird.
Yep. Right. Don't do drugs.
Negligence.
Save animals. Don't do drugs.
I think about that bird like once a week. So.
Oh, shit. I would too.
It's like you saving a pig from a farm for Thanksgiving feast back at home. That's what you did for that bird.
A pig on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we eat turkeys on Thanksgiving.
No,
but,
sir.
Okay.
No, you eat ham too.
I was like, wait, what?
You don't eat ham for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do make a ham, but
okay. But that's not the main dish. I don't really care about.
I thought of when you'd eat ham on Thanksgiving. I've eaten ham on that. Oh, no, I haven't.
Yes, you have it. But Justin, you put bacon on everything.
Remember when I got that pork brand deal?
A pork brand.
That's pretty fucking nuts. I can't believe that. It was like four. It wasn't like
no
a pork
brand.
It was just pork. Like, I'm
the meat.
Like,
who just, also who? What influencers do I see ever getting sponsored by a pork? Never in my life. They just targeted you.
No, I mean, I eat it, so weird, yeah.
And like, it wasn't a brand. It was just for the overall.
I'm hitting a bunch of young impressionable teens that probably don't know what pork is yet.
Are pig sales like down that much that they need to start doing YouTube fucking brand deals?
Makes sense.
Is there like a sales surplus of pork?
that makes sense.
We got to get rid of this.
That
and
does
give it to
not
Zane.
Make sense at all.
It I think that is the strangest thing I've ever heard.
Like 2016 YouTube ad deals were just like,
hey guys, make sure to eat more poultry. We're just trying to really push eating chickens.
Like, there's no way someone watched that and went, we need to buy pork for next week. Or, you know, maybe it worked. I don't know.
Is that
it
video
wasn't a
still
brand.
Up? Is that video still up?
It's still up.
What a weird time.
What a weird time. Speaking of animals, did you hear about the tiger that got loose in a Houston suburb?
No.
I'd love
to see that.
Someone started like filming and like, you know, this cute little Houston suburb, a tiger just walking down the street.
How big is this tiger?
Full grown.
Tigers
full
grown. Are massive.
Full like, grown big fucking tiger.
Yeah.
Were you seeing like the zoos, like the fucking just.
Yes. And
that,
so.
Yo, that's like. Terrifying. You're going to jump or murder whoever that fucking dude is.
Imagine walking out of your house to get the mail. You're just
or yeah, and imagine just driving by, just like
even just driving,
and you just go, "That's a tiger."
I feel like I'd be like, I'd think I was tripping.
Yes, yeah. Completely.
Weird.
I think there's no way what
imagine.
I'm seeing. I like it's an illusion.
You would like 100% do that just to make sure you're fucking awake.
And apparently, a guy. So someone was filming it from the clip I saw, and I'm sorry if I don't have all the facts right. Look into it for yourself. But a guy who was like a Texas Ranger, not the baseball team, the Texas Rangers, like.
Why,
like
an actual, why do you look at me and
Walker
say that?
Texas Ranger.
Right,
it's
right,
like
right.
It's like a level.
It's like almost like a sheriff.
Yeah, it's almost like a sheriff. Like off duty, he gets out, like pulls out a gun, has it like faced towards the tiger. And apparently the owner of the tiger like came out and just, you know, took it like a dog and grabbed the collar and just took it back into their house.
Is that allowed?
Well, in the state of Texas,
having a tiger.
I think you. Mike Tyson had one.
No, in the state of Texas, you can have a tiger. Not now for certain cities, you can't. You know there are more. Sorry, I'm talking about Texas.
No, you're good.
There are more tigers held in like captivity or like in the privacy of people's homes in the state of Texas than there are tigers in the wild.
That's absolutely absurd.
Oh.
That,
so
is
I
that,
think,
that's real?
Yes.
That's fucking crazy.
Yo, when I was a kid, my cousins who live out like in Bridgeport, I remember when I was a kid getting on their little mule, which is, you know, that kind of like golf cart farm thing, driving to one of their neighbor's properties and looking at tigers in their backyard.
What?
Yes.
That sounds so fucking illegal.
Yes. No, it is. It's completely legal in
Texas.
But
I feel bad.
What's the point?
I don't get the point of it, because like a dog, you got it in your house, they love you, they cuddle with you, do stuff like that. But like if you have a tiger in just a giant cage in your backyard and you feed it like raw meat every day, and it just like,
is it like for the thrill? Like,
yeah,
I feel
just
so
to be like,
bad.
I have a
they
tiger.
Don't belong
yeah.
there.
Yeah,
that's like
exactly
you're fucking ego trip like loser.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess what's the difference between that and zoos? You know what I mean? Zoos are just as bad.
Well,
a lot of zoos
are like rehabilitating the animal.
Yeah, I like those zoos.
Yeah, or it's a rescued animal.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like rehab, and then they bring them back to their land.
They're looking into it, and obviously this guy's probably going to get fined hundreds of thousands of dollars for having it like in that dangerous of an area. But he probably had a ranch, like took the tiger. Like, we're just going to go home and keep it a secret.
My gosh. Imagine him realizing it's not in the cage. Like, Karen, feeding time. Karen?
I feel like tigers are smart. Like, what they're like, you know what? One day I'm gonna attack this owner.
That's usually,
you know
what
happens.
Yeah,
they
like, snap.
They snap. Like after they, you know, hit puberty and stuff.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I do like those sanctuaries where you can like hold the baby tiger. I've never done it, but I do want to like hold one and pet one, and then just like put it back where it's supposed to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just love them so much.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I just want to hold a freaking monkey.
No.
Oh, we held one in Miami. That shit was fucking fun.
Monkeys bite your finger off.
Next time we go to Miami, we should go to that zoo.
The monkey.
With a monkey.
Monkey zoo?
I want to go.
The monkey zoo. That monkey had like a mind of its own. It was awesome.
All right, Zane, you said you wanted to play something?
Oh, no. I have a gift for you.
Oh.
I have a surprise.
Is it that wrapped present that's been like
yes, you didn't over fuck, there? You didn't peek at it, did you?
No, I didn't peek.
Okay, good. All right, I'm going to bring it.
This is exciting.
A present.
No time like the present.
Okay, this is like a little housewarming gift.
I've been in this house for a year.
I know, but you're about to renew, so it's like kind
I
of
did,
like
I
it's
did.
Like
we a, just renewed our lease.
There you go. So this is great. Like a renew. It's a renew.
Wow.
Renew.
You've renewed your vows to the house.
He's nuking it.
After you open it, I'll tell you a little backstory of it.
What'd you say?
It was good.
It's hard
it
to explain. Yeah. I said he's it. Like instead of like a housewarming, like it's like oh he's just nuking it, putting it back in the microwave.
That's it's fine.
This has
I understood it.
I feel like this has been sitting here for weeks.
Yeah.
Well, because I was supposed to surprise it like 4 episodes ago, but we never got to it.
Oh, I know what this is. I can see it.
It's a coffee table.
Yeah, it's a coffee tray.
Cool.
So, because Mariah does like charcuteries all the time,
that's
so you can
perfect.
Do a charcuterie.
Oh my god! Wait, this is the are there the coffee beans? In
yeah.
It?
Hold on.
So there's a guy on TikTok.
Damn it, Zane! You never rap with glitter.
Oh fuck! My bad, man.
I was just thinking that.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Blame Devin. He bought the wrapping paper
and wrapped it probably.
So, fuck
and
you.
Wrapped it.
I'm not good at rapping.
Wait, that is great. That's really cool.
So wow. He makes tables on TikTok, and it's actually like he puts the coffee beans in it, puts the.
Now, you thought you were buying a cup. Is this what you spent
$2,000
on?
No. Okay, so.
Wait.
I was a little like.
Can I say my side?
Yeah.
When you were explaining it and you said it was a table and you were explaining how they made it, I was like, I saw the exact same TikTok, but it was a serving tray.
Okay.
And I was like, you know what? Knowing Zane, it's a serving tray. And then when you brought the size of it, I was like, it's on a table.
Right. Okay. So when I saw that, I went to the website. I didn't look at the full picture. I was just like, I need to get it before anybody else does. So I bought it and went, boom, done. I don't care the price. Like, I want to get this for Heath. And I bought it. And then and after it was fully there, I was like, oh, fuck, it's a table, not a tray.
No.
I didn't really look at the picture. I just knew that was it, but it wasn't it. It was
this
a table,
really cool.
Not
thank
a tray.
You.
So no, you talked to the guy and made sure you were getting the tray, not the table?
Yeah, the table is at my house, which I can't put
what?
It in.
You got both?
Well, no. So he sent this as a gift.
Oh.
As a gift, but the table is like what I bought.
The table was like the $700 or was how much?
It was like $800.
Okay, that's why I was like, oh my god, you spent $800 on this.
And I told him that I was gonna surprise Heath on the podcast. He's like, oh, you know what? I'm gonna give like an extra gift, and it was that.
Can you put it like this?
I love it. That is so sick.
Wow,
that's really well done.
Yeah.
Oh, we can put it sick. Right here.
Perfect.
This goes great with the set. It's coffee talk.
How fun! Oh my gosh.
Wow, that's perfect.
I'm gonna get put little espresso shots on there with like the
that's
Scotty
cute.
And
there
cookies.
There you go.
Oh my gosh.
You guys
gosh.
Can take pictures with the product shots.
Right?
On that.
He said if we want, he wants to make
yes.
us a little table over here.
No way.
So he said to give him dimensions and he'll make one for us. Right here.
Incredible.
For like
oh,
this spot.
I love
that's
that.
Sick.
That would be really cool. Sick. So the guys that made this, their Instagram is Backyard Resin, R-E-S-I-N. They make incredible stuff.
So
cool. They make tables like this, trays like this. They make all types of shit. They put shit in it and then they put the thing on it. I don't know the name of it, but they make
it's
cool
resin.
Shit if you want to check it out. Resin.
There you go. He has resin.
I didn't even know that was called fucking resin. Resin.
See, that's so thoughtful.
Thank
I
you.
Love it.
That was really sweet.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Heath, got a gift for Zane?
Yeah, do you have a gift for me?
The gift of love and friendship.
Fine, I'll take the tray back when I leave.
Thank you, Zane. Wow.
All right, move on. Let's go to the next topic.
A lady delivered a baby on a plane. You want to do that one?
That's interesting.
Okay.
Well, speaking of coffee beans... There was a brand new coffee bean that was delivered on a plane.
I did see that.
Yeah, a woman.
What was that crazy legs dance you just
did?
Oh,
it was. I had a little. Political
I got
wedgie.
My joke.
right so... out of my ass.
yeah, absolutely insane. The lady gave birth on a Delta flight.
And there were three doctors on the flight, right?
What are the odds?
What
I think something's
odds?
Weird.
I.
Well, first of all,
don't you know that you're about to deliver a baby?
Oh, she didn't know she was pregnant.
She didn't know.
I'm sorry, what?
She didn't know she was
pregnant.
What
do you mean? How did she not know she's pregnant when she's fucking...
There's an entire show about it. I didn't know I was pregnant.
It's pretty common, but not very common.
Right.
Wait a fucking minute.
It's crazy.
I mean, I'm not a girl, but I understand like irregular periods. But if you go almost a year without a period, I would be very concerned.
Can you still I think I've almost done it.
If you're sitting
almost
there...
Almost a year without a period?
Almost.
Wow.
When I was like dancing strictly. Like there are gymnasts that never get it. Like, if you're super athletic, it's rare.
Wait.
Well, not rare. Everybody's different. Everybody's different.
Don't you feel the baby? Don't you feel the baby kicking inside of you?
Some people are different sizes and shapes and how they know their body. We don't know.
But yeah. Thank God it wasn't on a Spirit flight because they would have probably like charged
her. Charging her for everything? Oh,
my God. Ma'am, you need to put that under the seat.
Oh, you have to pay extra for water. Do you need water? Oh, you're going to have to pay extra. Do you have any...
Oh my god.
Just go ahead and swipe your credit card right here and we will deliver your child.
Wow. So wait, where were they flying to and where were they flying from?
Not sure. It was a TikTok.
Wasn't it Hawaii? Like, I think they were going to Hawaii. Yes, they were going to Hawaii because there's a picture of her in the hospital there with like a lay on her.
So so he can still run for president and stuff. I was thinking like, what if you were over like international waters?
Yeah, where are you considered born?
Yeah. So she was born on the Pacific Ocean.
Can you imagine though, like if you were just on that flight, just like passed out the entire time, and just like I'm not in the mood to like really.
No, if a lady was delivering a baby on a plane, I'd be fucking up. I'd be like, I gotta see this shit go down.
Did you see the picture of everybody? Everybody was just like minding their own business in the picture. She's like there with the doctors, like freaking out, and everyone's just like.
I'd be there holding her hand. I'd be like, let's get this fucking baby out.
Sir, go back to your seat.
Right.
I like always sleep through flights, and if I slept through that and woke up, like, did you see the lady had a baby?
I would be so mad.
Imagine waking up with an extra passenger on a plane.
Yeah.
How did
imagine that knowing you slept through that, like going on in your flight. I would be so bummed.
If I didn't know I was pregnant though, and I did that to an entire plane, I'd be like, I'm so sorry. Yeah. Like, I don't know, just like not knowing you had to make all this attention about yourself. Like, I didn't know.
How long was the flight still going on after the birth? Like, was she just sitting there with like a newborn?
Yeah.
For like a couple hours. Like,
how long?
I don't.
Do you think when they got to the gate, Delta was just like, ma'am, we're gonna need to charge you for the extra ticket for the extra passenger that you popped out.
Your
on the
extra
carry-on.
No way.
Does that show up like on a TSA scan?
What? Oh, if somebody's pregnant? No. You have to go get a sonogram.
Yeah.
You could tell if someone was pregnant by just
like
getting an X-ray?
It'd be as easy as walking through a fucking TSA.
You never know.
That's a crazy story.
Wow.
It's pretty fucking nuts.
Does she have to buy another ticket then, like, to take him back?
Oh. No, you don't pay for new people under 2 years.
No, when they fly back from Hawaii.
That's why people take trips. Let's
toddlers. Yeah, you don't take, I think, or maybe when they're two. But if they're like in a carriage or a seat, you don't pay for them.
Oh.
I think, once again,
who knows? We just talk out of our ass on this show.
But there's no nurse on board. It's only doctors.
Do you think there's a... like a marshal on every flight.
I feel like there has to be, right?
I love trying to spot them.
Me too. I try to look for when they're walking by. Like,
I've sat next to one.
You found out? You can
You can tell because they're not doing anything. They're not.
Well, I don't do anything on a flight.
No, because they can't be like reading a book. They can't be like
You have to be hidden.
No. Usually it's a guy in a suit who's just not doing anything.
In a suit?
Yeah.
Really?
Sometimes.
Why does he have to be undercover?
Yep. Always awake.
Why does he have to be secretive? Why can't you just... I would feel so much better if he was like, it's me.
Yeah, no, it's like a random fucking
Because then it's a target.
Then it's a target. Oh, yeah. You don't want... are aware of it, and they'll be doing things if he's not looking.
Like something so stupid.
Next time I'm on a flight, when people walk by, I'm just going to go, hey, I'm the marshal.
I got you.
Hey, you're safe with me.
You're safe with me.
Weren't you and me on a flight, and... right when we landed, they escorted somebody
I think I was on it too because I remember seeing
we were like coming back from Vegas or something, and I think made it no big deal.
Yes,
but someone was clearly trying to get out of town,
yeah,
and they notified the airline that this person was on our flight, that caused no ruckus or anything. I think it all happened while we were just passengers.
They did a good job.
The first person off was this dude in handcuffs.
It did a good job of keeping it fucking just quiet back there, huh?
Yeah, that's why it was just such a good shocker, right? When like we were all sitting there and just some dude who was like, I feel like it was almost like those, what do you call them? Plastic ties. Zip ties. What am I?
Just imagine chaos on a plane, like in the middle of a flight, just chaos, just everybody just freaking out.
I try not to, Zane. Yeah. I try not to.
Just imagine this.
Carly sends me fucking TikToks all the time of just like,
I know.
Just freak outs on planes. I'm just like, Carly, why are you sending me this? She's like, because I know you'd hate it. Because I know you'd hate it. Was it just... Did you hear about the lady? It was from a TikTok that I was watching, but a lady got her entire wedding canceled because like in movies or as a joke, when they're about to get married and the people marrying them goes, does anybody object? And then one person goes, I do. Well, this friend did it as a joke during this, her friend's wedding. And they had to cancel the wedding because it's like an actual, when you say I do, like I object, they have to cancel the wedding.
Even as a joke?
Yeah.
Where are they getting married?
It was like a whole thing that I saw.
In like a courthouse? Sure. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know where it was.
A casual wedding. Whoever. I'm a trained officiant. Like, even if that happened, I wouldn't cancel the damn wedding if it was a joke.
Yeah. I know, but I don't think it's like up to, I think it's just like. I feel
like it happens a lot.
If you watched her TikTok, you'd be very convinced. It was like,
what? That's, you know, they were just drinking right before the wedding. Thought it was fun.
So dramatic.
You're drunken for an Amber. Her sister.
Whole thing got canceled. That's what I saw. I don't know. Oh, guys, this is my day two of not smoking puff.
Good. I just saw you hit it.
Okay, well, that was my first time hitting it in 2 days. But, like, normally, I'm smoking it every second. Like, I'm just... So this is my second day of me not having
Tell
it
him
in my
to
hand.
Be patient. Like, you are going to be so cranky in the beginning.
I know. I've been really cranky.
Like, he had to push past it.
How cranky have I been the past couple of days?
You're going to be miserable.
It's been pretty bad.
It's worth it.
Do the patches.
The patches?
Yeah.
I heard that should make you hallucinate.
Wait, really?
They give some wild dreams, I've heard.
Pork gives me wild dreams. I have nightmares when I eat
pork.
Yeah.
You have nightmares.
Yes.
You have when you eat pork?
Yes. Be like aware of it. Like next time you eat like pork like for dinner. It always happens to me.
I'm gonna eat a lot of it before I go to sleep next time. And I'm just gonna see if it works.
No, seriously, like just be conscious.
Tell me why this happens. So all fucking night, I don't dream about anything. Okay. Just literally zip nothing. And then I wake up at like 10 o'clock in the morning. I have to wake up at 10:30 to work out. So I fall back asleep and I have the most just vivid fucking dream.
Yeah.
Vivid dream. Like, on a quick 10 minute like nap that I took.
Yeah.
I remember it. I was doing a pop quiz on the show Mad Men, but John Hamm was my teacher. It was.
What do you know about Mad Men?
I don't know anything about. I've never seen the show before.
I've been watching Mad Men every night before I go to bed.
It's just a dream.
It's so bizarre.
So, and the people in my class are like Ella Priya. Ella was next to me and a few others. I forget, but I clearly remember her. And I'm just trying to copy off her. And I'm like not letting John Hamm see me because he's the teacher. It was the craziest fucking dream.
Oh, but why is it happening to you, you're asking?
Why did I not dream anything all fucking night? And then
you may have
I got
well,
a
like,
quick
you
do fucking
dream. There's four stages of sleep. It's like stage one, stage two, stage three, stage four. And then you go into REM, which is rapid eye movement. And then that's like the state where we're dreaming. We really only dream like a little bit towards the end of our dreams.
Got
but when
it.
You so create
and
a
they only
break
last like 30 seconds,
of sleep
right?
And awareness, and then you go back, it's usually you have the most vivid dreams ever.
Do you think there would be a time where we can just like kind of record what we're like dreaming?
They're getting close to it. They have technology where they've been able to like create like images
really?
Of what the person's thinking about in their dreams.
Could you imagine every morning instead of like me telling you what I dreamt about? Oh, watch what I dreamt about.
Or like, then you feel like Heath would wake up and goes, no, we're not watching
that.
Let's
watch your dream last night.
Maybe not.
I've been having dreams wherever I, like if I'm editing the podcast here, I'll usually just like end up falling asleep here and I'll have a vivid dream about the situation that I'm in.
Hold on, what is that? What do you mean?
Okay. Those have been my dreams for like the past couple weeks. So like I was laying here, I did the podcast, I fell asleep. In my dream, I was editing the podcast. I woke up, Heath came in at 3 a.m. and I was like, you're up at 3? And he was like, yeah, I'm just gonna go get breakfast. Like, are you done with the podcast? But I was in this, we were in the same clothes that we fell asleep in. It was so real. And then the other night, the neighbors were having an insane party. And in my head, I was like, oh my gosh, like I don't want the cops to like come to my house and then I have to deal with it. It's not me and like all this stuff. I fell asleep. I fell asleep actually upside down on the bed, like not like where the headboard is. Yeah. I like flipped around. In my dream, I was sleeping the same way. I got up. The cops pulled up to our driveway. I had explained to them that the neighbors were having a party. It was the same song that was playing. Like it's like I'm dreaming exactly what's happening.
Huh. Strange.
It's really weird.
That's a thing, like something projecting, like astral projecting or something like that.
Yeah, astral projecting. We've talked about this. Yeah.
We have a little bit. Do you ever have dreams that you like uploaded the podcast and it was just like something wrong or something?
No.
Oh, nothing like that. I still have nightmares about college that there's a class I have not gone to. Like there's a class I've been forgetting and there's
the things
tests
that keep
in assignments I have not done.
I get what he's saying. There's times where I have dreams where I don't make it to something, but it has nothing to do with anything I'm doing in my life. Yeah. It's just
There's just like something I'm forgetting about and I'm like, I haven't gotten to that thing that I need to do. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Should we start writing down our dreams when we wake up?
I think dreams to a point are interesting, but it's like, hey, you want to hear about this thing that didn't happen?
I know, I can't stand it. Like, I rarely tell people because I'm just like, they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Want to hear what my brain came up with when I was unconscious?
It didn't happen. Like, why? And then you get so worked up about it. It didn't happen. Yeah. Move on.
Didn't you wake up to hearing something else a couple nights ago?
Oh, my podcast. Yeah, the podcast was playing fucking super loud. Like a week ago.
Weird.
I thought my neighbor was playing it to taunt us. It was at 4:30 in the morning. It was the scariest fucking thing.
Wait, where was it playing from?
On the TV.
It was just playing.
Full blast.
On the TV in the living room.
Which happens?
Full blast.
Oh, it was in the living room?
Yes. Because I woke up and I heard it. I went up and I went to go take a pee and I thought you were like up with Todd just shooting the shit. Like y'all went out that night or something. And I'm like, and I'm walking in and then I hear my voice and I'm like, huh? It's just playing on the TV. I think for some reason my phone may have been connected to the TV and like it just kicked on.
Got it. Okay.
Something happened with the TV codes and the YouTube accounts and everybody's phones. That freaked me out completely. Also, the other night I went to bed really, really early and I woke up and I heard this scream in the house and it was
what?
And my heart, dude, sank. I was like, someone's in pain and I feel like it's Todd. But it felt like when I woke up, though, it felt like it was like 4 in the morning, like way too late and not early enough for it to be anybody. But it was you and him and Todd had came home late and he was just goofing around.
Oh,
and it screamed. But I heard the scream and like I got so close to the door.
We didn't know Matt was home. Me and Todd were just like talking in the living room and like loud, like nobody was home. And Todd was, and Matt was home the whole time.
I thought it was the end. I really did for a good 3 minutes. I hadn't been that scared in a long time. I don't get spooked or anything. That shook me up where I'm like, Todd just.
There'll be times where Todd runs into my room in late at night because he'll see shit in his room, but like he's just not fully up.
I feel like he's got something that's been following him. Like, cause he constantly has like shit like that where he like will wake up and like see shit.
But like,
when it's been every single place that he's lived in. And he just has these like.
I think he could tap into that. I feel like a medium could. If he came across a medium, I feel like they would say something.
He has. I don't think he's tried it yet.
Yeah.
Is it following us?
I would love for them to just be in his room and see what the fuck he's saying.
Dude, I haven't been the same after that horror movie you just showed me the other day.
Sinister? It's a good movie. Have you seen it?
It sounds great.
It's a great idea for a movie.
Other horror movies have scared me more than that one, but that one stayed with me. I keep thinking about that damn pool scene.
Yeah, it's...
Like, I think about it. I've thought about it 3 or 4 times today.
So the movie's about this family. They move into this house. and the guy finds this like box in the attic.
Oh, it's tapes.
Tapes. Up
in, yeah. Okay.
Ethan Hawke. Yeah. I love Ethan Hawke.
Good movie. Good movie.
Family like hanging out. Family barbecue. Yeah. Family pool party, and it's just like
all these awful horrific deaths. Tapes. But yeah. That scene in the pool where the.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm talking about?
That stays with you.
I'm like,
who wrote that?
What is that?
Psychopath.
It's just such a brilliant shot.
Yeah.
God, it's spooked.
Do you like scary movies, Mariah?
You ask me this all the time.
Yeah, it's her favorite.
A compilation of Zane asking, "You like scary movies?"
Oh, whatever.
Like when I tell you I like scary, you like them? You like them? I love scary movies.
I don't see you watching them. That's why I forget.
You don't see me watching anything. When do I watch TV? You don't. I can't.
But when she does, it's scary.
It's scary.
It's scary.
Yeah,
good. Watch Sinister. Watch Sinister. It's very good.
Sinister.
Matt, I know you wanted to talk about this, but you had in here that if we remember our first kisses.
You've always... Wait. Where did you get these
notes? You
just
said it like 2 weeks ago and I
wrote
it down.
Oh, yeah. First kisses.
I thought it was so interesting.
Yeah, what was... I just think it's a fun topic.
Your first kiss.
Yeah. I think I had like multiple first kisses.
There's only one first.
There's only you only
wait,
remember.
When is your first kiss then?
Oh,
like
I get what
if you're
saying.
Playing Spin the Bottle, is that your first kiss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're playing kiss. House in like the second grade on a playground, is that your first kiss?
I don't think so.
Oh, hold on, it's not?
I feel like it is.
Like a first grade pop kiss?
Like in elementary school you'd play in the playground and there's times where you would like hide off and kiss, but like it was like
I didn't pop kiss anybody until I was 15.
But you didn't like each other, you just did it because you did it.
One girl like came on to me when I was like in like first or second grade on the playground. I was like, "You want to play house?" I go, "Okay, you're my husband." She was like, "You're my husband," and we were sitting like down like in like
now we have to kiss.
And she was like, "Kiss," and I'm like, "Let's go." We weren't like we weren't making out, but we were just like,
of course.
Imagine being a teacher and you seeing
oh my
two.
Gosh.
Like first graders like making I would be mortified. Like I would what are we doing here?
Oh, you know Matt what Matt would do. No, she did. We were playing house.
I definitely did not incentivize that at all. She came on to me.
But
I
then
really
he said,
wanted,
let's go.
What's
I her
really
name?
Want to say her name. It's so funny. I know I don't want to say her name. She has like three kids now.
We'll say her name.
No. And then I felt like, then I had one like in middle school that I was like, okay, that was a kiss, but it was kind of like a spin the bottle thing, but it was like her first kiss and it was kind of my first kiss too.
Okay. Nice. Do you remember your first kiss, Heath?
Yeah, I was in high school.
Whoa.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
No younger kisses.
No.
Really?
Everyone was making out in middle school.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Nobody wanted to kiss me, but everyone was going
to
the
like,
movies.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah. All the seventh grade girls were making out with the eighth grade boys, and we were in seventh grade as the guys, and
but
none of
when
them
we
wanted
got
to
eighth grade, the seventh graders had wanted nothing to know. Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't until I think I was in ninth grade or tenth grade. Ninth grade.
Got a kiss.
Yeah. I just remember like I was a late bloomer and I was like just really I guess like it just felt weird because I was older and I was having these very like childish thoughts. Because I remember like we kissed and I was just like, I just remember it felt like Cheerios. Like I don't know.
Okay.
It was
it like
it was very,
she had some like chap rough lips like
crispy. No, it was just very like.
Oh, very just like
weird.
A.
Yeah, and I was like, that was not what
I
expected.
Just very like,
I was like, that was like, that was like kissing a Cheerio. And that was my whole thought and like my takeaway from the whole night.
Where was it? Was it?
In the parking lot.
After what, a movie?
Football game.
You walk
nice.
Oh, typical.
Classic.
Typical.
Yep.
I remember mine. Mine was in Forest Hills Elementary School. Zane. Oh, no, sorry. Before that.
Ooh. Preschool.
Shout out to the
it was somewhere between kindergarten and fifth grade for sure. It was before Forest Hills.
Elementary
it was between
school.
I went to Forest Hills. I went to Forest Hills in third grade. It was before that I went to school in Miami, which was in like first or second. So it was first or second grade. Her
Zane.
Name is Maria. I remember this
Zane.
As clear as day. Because I got in I went to detention for I got a slip. Not detention, but I got in trouble. I got a slip and my
pervert.
Yeah, my dad or mom had to like pick me up because it was like a big deal.
They
because
caught
they,
you kissing?
They caught us kissing. Yeah.
Like,
no,
like how?
Kissing. There wasn't a kiss.
Yeah.
No, it
this
was
is
a,
your first
it
kissing?
Was a kiss. It was a kiss and we just got in trouble because it was in school.
Well, that's so pure.
But before, but
Your first blissful moment.
Get him out of here.
You're out of here.
No, but just like that whole moment, I just couldn't believe that I was getting treated like a criminal. I just remember that day. I was like, oh my God, kissing girls is a crime. Like, what
and
the fuck's going on?
And that's why he doesn't do it now.
That's why I don't do it now. I haven't kissed a girl in fucking 18 years.
But man, in the hallway? Where was it?
It was leading from a classroom outside. We used to because she had a Furby. Remember those Furbies?
Yes. Oh, love them.
In school?
So she would have the Furby sitting on her desk, and I remember she was like, Can you get a Furby too? So I had to get a Furby because she got a Furby. So we'd have our Furbies on our school desk.
What kind of class were you running?
It was like, I think it was like Furbies. It was like kindergarten.
I would get that taken away.
You can have
No, you couldn't bring anything to school.
Oh, it might have been show and tell.
You had, like, you were able to have it in that class. It was, like, weird. You had to, like, she let it sit on your desk, but you couldn't, like, play with it. It was just kind of there.
And so you got a Furby.
I had to get a Furby because she wanted me to get a Furby.
And she's like, I'm kissing this man. You brought that Furby to class and were like,
I got it.
There, the Furbies are kissing.
I remember we had to let the Furbies be, and then we went outside. It was like, it was outside of a classroom door, but it was like behind it. So you
y'all were being sneaky.
Oh, we were 100%
you knew exactly
sneaky.
What you were doing. This was no accident.
It wasn't an accident, obviously.
You guys were together.
Also, she was my girlfriend. Okay.
Did you bring the Furbies outside, like with each other?
We left the Furbies when we did the kiss.
I think I just got rid of my Furby.
Really?
Yeah.
And it was your idea to keep it, keep it as long as possible.
I have a Barbie from the year 2000. It's one of those Barbies in the plastic.
Not much has changed.
The big ones?
It's not that big. It's like this big.
Do you remember like the life-size Barbie?
But she's in a gold ballroom gown, and it has the year 2000 with a disco ball. Like, they were collectibles, and you're not allowed to take it out of the box. Like, they're not meant to play with. Yeah, so I still have that. It's from.
What do you think it's worth?
I don't know. I don't think it's that
take it
much
out
yet.
The box.
Yeah, can you take a picture of it?
Oh, I'm scared.
No, it's animal unboxing my Barbie.
I don't think it's old enough yet. I'll wait until 50.
Why
don't
like that'd be a huge fucking video?
Huge video. If you know it's not worth that much, let's just open it up. That Barbie's never seen the light of day.
I know. That poor thing.
It comes alive.
Thank you.
It's just like it's Darth Vader coming to life, like.
I open it up and get swooped by a bird.
That Barbie hasn't seen
You're
the
free.
Light. A Barbie deserves to be played with, right?
Ew.
Oh my God. We're not funny.
Man, Mariah, first kiss? Or wait, did we talk about
it? Yeah, it's nothing like that. That was all funny.
The Furby shit.
Fucking weirdo.
I was in pre-K. Give me a fucking break.
Pre-K?
It was like, or
and
kindergarten.
You got to
kindergarten. Sorry, kindergarten, not pre-K. Sorry.
Okay.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
What if I found that girl, Maria? Like, able to find her?
You definitely can. She's probably still in Miami. Come on.
What if she's like,
kissing
what
boys
if she's
in
like
first
the one?
Grade, she's in Miami.
I did that in like high school. I went through like my elementary school yearbooks to find like, oh, remember that girl? And I'd find them on like MySpace. And I'd message them, and they're like, "Who the fuck are you?"
Did any of you ever have a big friend, like befriend, like you had just had a big friend that would just protect you in like the hallways at school? I had a friend like that for 1 year.
A big friend that would protect you in the hallways.
Just a big friend.
Oh my gosh, yes.
How do you not know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Her name was Princess. And she was just like just really tall and strong. And she would like protect me in the hallway. Like anybody fucked me, she would fucking protect me.
Yeah, my person was
like, so if somebody was picking on you, you were like, Princess.
No. She was just there. She would just be there.
He didn't have to call. She was just there.
She was just there.
Princess.
But she was a friend of mine. She was a friend for like a year.
Where is Princess now?
I don't know. I'd love to find her.
She's the queen.
She's the queen of England now.
I wanted to ask you about your whole sailing thing you're trying to get going.
I want to take sailing lessons.
I think
it fits you.
Yeah.
You think so?
That's not out of the blue at all.
I was watching Mamma Mia, and the guy in Mamma Mia had his boat, and I was like, sailing would be kind of cool. Can you like learn to sail? And I Googled it, and you can.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take sailing lessons probably in the next 2 weeks. I'm going to do an introductory course, and if I like it, I'm going to get do the ASA 101 certification.
Are you going to get a sailboat?
You know what?
Just to learn the skill set.
Are you going to be able to like buy one for yourself?
Yeah, I can afford a sailboat.
Are you going to invite us to on your boat?
Yeah. I am not getting on your fucking sailboat.
I'll be ASA 101 certified.
I'll be damned.
No, I'm learning, but I'm really curious in it, and it's something that I've always wanted to do because it actually looks really cool, and I think, and it, apparently it's kind of, there's a lot to learn, but it's easy once you know it.
I guess you're mad already just flying on a rope.
I want to know.
The sail swings around, smacks
them
off.
There's a lot of terminology and following the wind and the current of the water. I think it's so interesting, and I want to do
it. There's something like really like primal and like cool about it.
Yes.
I think it's fascinating. Because
I'm not like a motorcycle guy. I don't want to go in like anything. I don't want to go on anything fast and put around here. I want to hit the water. Go on a little adventure.
No, all sailboat right. is perfect for you.
Yeah.
Like, I can't see you, like, trying to learn how to, like drive a... Do you drive it? A yacht?
Well, use the motor to get out of, like, the docks and the bays and stuff.
You're very, like, old school.
Yeah, there's, like, no gas. You just use the wind and you cruise.
Matt, only if you wear a sailor outfit with a sailor hat.
Oh, yeah?
Then you can do it,
That's what you want. Just, like, a nice little...
Yeah, just, like, full-on blue and white stripe, like, typical sailor outfit that you have to wear. Whenever you take us out.
I really want to do a
catamaran?
Eventually. That would be really, really dope. No, I've been looking at these like Catalina 22s and stuff.
Hopefully. Are you going to get with a room on the bottom where you can go inside and there's room?
Yeah.
Nice.
For sure.
Did you see the guy who just like, he got found, but he filmed his like goodbye to his family? He was like scuba diving with like people and got separated from his group and was just out there by himself. And it was
like
just
open
like,
water.
Yeah.
And like, filmed a video.
Tens and tens and tens of miles off the coast.
Did he get that separated?
Well, sometimes they all go down, the boat picks everybody up, and they don't count
the boat
everybody.
Left without him.
That's crazy.
And he was just out there for, I think it was like hours and hours and hours. And then he saw a rescue plane coming, like a helicopter, and they found him in the water.
Alive.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Oh my
but he
God.
Like just seeing like somebody film like a goodbye is the fucking most awful thing in the world. Like imagine like you think like
you're done,
that's it,
and
like
you have to film your final moments, and they shared the video of it.
He like it was
oh,
like
yeah,
on
I'm sure
TikTok
he did.
Like he like posted like
I'm sure he did.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I don't know though. If I got rescued from that and like I had that video, I'd be like, I don't. Would you put that out?
Yeah, because that's like that's a moment where you felt like your life was over. Of course you'd share that. I'd be like, hey, this was like the moment where I was done.
Oof. Man.
I don't think I would want to hear what that loved one was about to say to me though.
No.
Like if like you got stuck or stranded
and
you like filmed like a goodbye to me, I would not want
to
hear it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, that's why I am like, ooh, about like that like tender of a moment.
Yeah,
but
I would just separate it.
But with the sailing thing, it's like I don't want to do like adventurous sailing. I'm not trying to like, you know, cross the Atlantic or Pacific or like get in like some crazy waters. It just sounds like a fun hobby to take like.
I just love how you started
go to Catalina.
Yeah, just take friends out and go do it. Like we could go do
that. Would
that
take like 6 hours.
If I had the certification, I knew what to do, and I could like teach you guys. That would be so cool. If we just, you think it would take that long to
on a little sailboat? I mean, it was in. It's like just over an hour.
I think it
on
would
there.
Take it would take probably like 6 or 7 hours to sail a sailboat to
Catalina. That's what I just said.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a long ass fucking time.
It's like from sun up to like we wake up really early, we get on the boat, and then you know, we cruise, and then by noon we're in Catalina.
Oof. That's a lot of hours to worry about.
Oh, but then you
whatever's
gotta sail
in the ocean.
Back at night.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. We'll stay the night. We'll stay on the boat.
Have you seen The Storm?
Huh?
What's that movie?
You can also Airbnb out your boat for people just to stay on it.
Oh, like a little dock slip, and then you like...
Well, you pay, like, your dock slip fee is like, what, for a 30-foot boat in Marina Del Rey is like $676?
A month.
A month, yeah. Yes. But you charge it $200 a night just for just someone to sleep on it?
I would not want to spend $200 to go into a tight little... It's sailboat.
I've done it twice.
Oh, like on the dock?
Yeah, you're strapped to the dock.
Oh, I thought like in the water. You're
no,
on the
I would
dock.
Get like going
oh,
out
yeah,
for the
just
night.
Get a hotel.
That's what I'm saying.
I thought it was in the water. I'm like, that's beautiful.
You're like, okay, isn't this great? You walk out to the dock, and then you like crouch down, and you're getting into this little.
It's fine.
I mean, I guess that's for people that have a, like, you know, are tight on a budget. That makes sense.
It's $200 a night.
Oh, I'm not paying attention to everything that's going
on. It's like adventurous.
On a budget. Maybe that's more than Holiday Inn.
I thought it was a fun little experience. Staying on a boat.
I mean, that doesn't sound like a good...
Don't have it. Gym? Doesn't have it. Community pool? Doesn't have it.
I thought, well, where was the Continental Breakfast Hot at tub? Yosemite?
You're not an adventure. You're literally just on the dock.
It's a fun experience getting to stay. I love getting mad at Mariah, back me up.
Mariah is just here going, come on, don't you think it's fun?
This has been going on for too long for my brain capacity. I think it's worth it
for a couple to like go have a driver, drive them out to the water, and then they sleep on the ocean. You know what I mean?
Sure. I think it's a fun little getaway.
You wake up and you're in the middle. All right,
well,
of the
ocean. We're not doing it.
water the night and just kind of.
Oh, like a water bed.
Sure.
Okay. $35-$40 is worth it for that.
All right, guys. So that's it for this episode. Please make sure to check out Cremota Coffee and get yourself a K-Cup or a bag of your own. And thank you, as always, for watching. We really appreciate it.
You guys can check out this podcast. We post every Monday, the audio form, on Spotify, on the Google podcast. And what are the fucking apps that we post on? I don't even know.
Spotify and Apple, right?
Spotify and Apple?
Anchor?
Spotify and Apple.
The biggest one. iHeartRadio, Pandora.
Mm-hmm. And then we post a video form of this podcast on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/ZaneAndHeath.
Every Tuesday.
And on Napster.
Morpheus, you can also download it
Crackle,
on LimeWire.
HBO Max.
BearShare. Kazaa.
Do those even exist? I didn't
know.
All right, guys. Well, we'll see you next week.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
See y'all fuckers next week.